Mix Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. What's up, Fat Faves here. Now with me today is Dr. Liu Kien Chiu, an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital Penang, and he's here to talk about hysterectomy. So Dr. Liu, what happens during a hysterectomy?
The procedure can be divided into three types. A total hysterectomy removes the entire uterus, including the cervix. A partial hysterectomy removes the upper part of the uterus and leaves the cervix in place. Finally, a radical hysterectomy removes not only the uterus and cervix, but also the structures around the uterus. This is done if cancer is diagnosed or suspected. Women may also opt to remove their ovaries to lower their risks of ovarian cancer, or even remove the fallopian tubes to prevent the disease entirely. Hysterectomies can be performed vaginally, through the abdomen, or via minimally invasive laparoscopy procedure.
Dr. Liu, you know I'm going to ask you a whole lot of questions about hysterectomy, and you know our listeners want the answers too. So first, we get into the music, okay? Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. We have Dr. Liu Kien Chiu, an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital Penang. He's here with us to talk about hysterectomy. Now, Dr. Liu, when would a hysterectomy be needed?
A hysterectomy is usually recommended for women with a severe case of uterine fibroids. These are non-cancer growths that line the wall of the uterus. While uterine fibroids are not necessarily dangerous, they may cause intense pelvic pain as well as heavy menstrual bleeding leading to anemia. A hysterectomy may also be prescribed if you have either endometriosis, uterine prolapse, abnormal uterine bleeding, chronic pelvic pain, and any of the gynecological cancers. It is important to bear in mind that hysterectomy is a major surgery. You should therefore fully explore other options with your doctor. Women who have undergone a hysterectomy will no longer experience menstruation and cannot become pregnant.
Mixed Days brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Fabes, and I'm with Dr. Liu Kien Chiu, an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital Penang. Now, Dr. Liu, what is the recovery time after surgery?
The length of your hospital stay depends on the type of hysterectomy you underwent. Laparoscopy takes the shorter time, followed by vaginal and abdominal surgery. Your doctor will urge you to walk around as soon as possible to prevent blood clots. Patients will likely experience some pain for the first few days, as well as vaginal bleeding and discharge for several weeks. In the 6-week period after surgery, have plenty of rest and abstain from lifting heavy objects or engaging in sexual intercourse. A hysterectomy may also affect your lifestyle. Patients may experience menopausal symptoms and change in their libido. Some women may have feeling of depression over their loss of fertility. Talk to your doctor if such side effects become a concern.
Thank you so much, Dr. Liu Kien Chiu. And don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.